Dear humans of planet Earth and beyond, this is Wandering Rhythms, now 2 hours, 120 minutes of music that spans our planet. Yes, a celebration of the creatives of this planet, at least musicians. Now, there's creatives in all disciplines, but this show is oral. It comes through the speakers, so we will not feature visual art. Impossible. So, yes, 2 hours. I am Nick Legacy. And I am your host, and I have been for about 8 years now. That's right, the journey never ends. And the first hour of Wandering Rhythms travels around the world. We showcase a lot of new music, a lot of underground sounds. And the second hour settles down every week. This week, a trip to País Valencia. Yes, the city of Valencia in Spain and the surrounding region. It is the third biggest city in Spain, often dwarfed by Madrid and Barcelona, the more famous, bigger ones, but Valencia has its own musical scene, a lot of great bands, and we will travel there in 1 hour from now. So look forward to that. We've never traveled specifically to Valencia, although we have been to Spain several times. It is a beautiful place. So Valencia, the section of Spain just south of Catalonia, where Barcelona reigns supreme. But yes, the first hour traveling around, and we will jump straight into the music. By the way, happy October. October. 8th month of the year? No, it's the 10th, but something weird's going on there. Anyways, happy fall, officially and undeniably here in this misty land of Coast Salish people. We are on Burnaby Mountain, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University. And we will start with a dance hall singer, Miss Red. Dance hall, like reggae, is from Jamaica, but yet it is a global style now. And this artist is from Israel. That's right, an Israeli dance hall singer. She puts on an impeccable Jamaican accent. And she just put out her first album. It's called K.O. And she has been discovered, you might say, by a famous futuristic dancehall producer, Kevin Martin, also known as The Bug. And they met in a small basement party in Israel. And since she's traveled, moved to London to keep her career moving, and then now based in Berlin. So we're going to hear brand new music. This is very ferocious dancehall music via Israel. Miss Red with the song Come Again. Come again, 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 come again
down, yes, it's me. Now need to break. And I don't keep on the button, so we drink up for a chick. I know what it's tomorrow, now it's just time to make. Knowing what is true, we know what's a real fake. People, them around, think that they just need a break.
DJ, come down, let me say, come on. Come again. Thank you.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby, just east of Vancouver. And we just heard from a deceptively Canadian band, Beautiful Nubia and the Roots Renaissance Band. Their 15th album. Congrats, guys. Yes, and that is the project of Eni Obanke, the vocalist. Oh, wait, nope, his name is Segun Akinlolu, lead vocalist, rhythm guitarist, and percussionist. And from Nigeria, although he, I believe, is living in Canada. The album was mixed and mastered in Ottawa. Anyways, doesn't say anywhere on his bio. Like, where does he actually live? But he's from Nigeria. And the album is Atun Luto. We heard the song Yio Larin Rin. So some good old folk roots music from West Africa. Beautiful Nubia. Confusingly, also because Nubia is the ancient kingdom of East Africa, Sudan, and Egypt. Anyways, let's move on. So before that, we heard something completely different and very deliciously strange. A group from France, now based in Rennes. They're called La Terre Tremble. Triple exclamation mark after that. Right in the title. The Earth Trembles. And from their small album Faux Bourdon, we heard The Life Within that came out last year. And it's three fellas making some really modern rock electro stuff, smashing it all together. Kind of sounded like a Can, 70s German group, a little bit, but even weirder. So there you go. The song The Life Within, La Terre Tremble. And we started off the program with some dancehall music from Berlin, although she is from Israel. Her parents are Polish and Moroccan, and maybe you wouldn't think that dancehall Jamaican music would be huge in Israel, and maybe it isn't, but there's a scene for it anyways. And she's now living in Berlin, Miss Red, and the song Come Again from her new K.O. LP, surprisingly not huge, but she should be, I think. I mean, I'm not really into the whole pop dancehall scene, but she maybe is a little bit too niche to be a huge star. But yeah, we'll see where the world goes. And that was what we heard. So next we're going to hear one of, I think, the coolest albums of the year. It's the new one by Nova Lima, and they are from Peru. So their albums are always mixing indigenous drumming of Afro-Peruvians and electronic sounds over the top. And this album is even deeper into Afro-Peruvian rhythms and even native languages of South America. And the title is in a native word. I think it's the Quechua language, though I'm not confident of that. It's called Chuse. The new record by Nova Lima just came out 2 weeks ago. We're going to hear a song called El Regalo. Nova Lima here on Wandering Rhythms. Enjoy.
Lo digo con fundamento, mi verso no es de azar. Es sincero lo que siento, yo no canto por cantar. Aprovecha este momento, el mundo está contento. La rumba me está llamando. Esta fiesta interminable, de viajar el mundo entero. Un regalo improbable, de la vida un placentero. Si tú eres el camino, mi destino guío yo. Arriba esta plaza pa' dejarles mi canción. La emoción es mi salario, pero no da pa' pagar. El bolsillo casi limpio, corazón a reventar. Esta fiesta interminable.
Yes, Wandering Rhythms here on the radio, and we just heard from Vancouver's Hard Rubber Orchestra, 18-piece, mostly brass band, formed in 1990, and that was their new LP called Kenny Wheeler, Suite for Hard Rubber Orchestra. Very descriptive. And Kenny Wheeler is the composer of this record. He is a Canadian trumpeter and composer. He lived to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10 86 years old. 86 years old, passed in 2014, but just before he did, he made this album. He wrote it, in fact, for the Hard Rubber Orchestra. John Korsrud, the director, personally approached him and asked him to make a score, and before the grant even got approved by the Canadian council, he sent the music over, and then he passed away the next year. So now, nice monument, and finally came out on record just recently this year. Yes, so that we heard it's not really named songs. That was just called Movement 3 from Hard Rubber Orchestra's Kenny Wheeler Suite. Bam. And before that, we heard from Fatoumata Diawara and her debut album, Fatou, the song Kanu. She, in fact, she's from Mali, by the way, and she is coming to Vancouver in a little short amount of time. Do you want to know when? I can tell you. Crunching some numbers here.